Welcome to SS First Half 2024 Earnings Conference Call. I'm CW Lee, SS Vice President as well as company spokesman. We also have Doris Hsu, Chairperson and the CEO in this call. First of all, Doris will give us executive comments, and then I will make a brief presentation of group structure and the industry overview. And the 2024 First Half financial performance. I will address the FAQ we recently received, and Doris will answer the questions raised in the open Q&A session. To ensure a smooth and interactive session, we have established two methods for you to post questions during the event, using the Slido feature for written questions and utilizing the WebEx hand-raising function for live spoken inquiries. For today's presentation file, we have uploaded onto our website. If you do not have the file on hand, please access our website for the most updated file. Please note that some information during our discussion today will consist of forward-looking statements, which are applied throughout the call and this presentation. These are subject to significant risks and uncertainties. Actual results or trends could differ materially from our forecast. Please refer to the safe harbor notice in our presentation, page 1, disclaimer. Now I would like to turn the call over to Doris for executive comments. Doris, please.
Thank you, CW. Thank you, CW. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again very much for joining Central American Silicon's earnings call of Q2 2024. If you have already downloaded our material from the website, please, could you please turn to page 4, our financial highlights. The first half 2024 was a very good 6 months for Central American Silicon, for SAS. SAS overall performance in the first half 2024 was very good. SAS consolidated revenue, net profit, and EPS, all these three factors achieved the second highest level on record in the first half of 2024. So SAS overall performance in the first half 2024 was very good. In Q2 2024, SAS recorded a total revenue of 19.9 billion NT, which is QOQ growth around 1%. And this is our third highest ever over the same period. Our first half 2024 revenue was 39.6 billion NT. This is the second highest record of SAS overall over the same period. The growth of first half was contributed mainly from Astron, AWSC, and TSC, these three companies' strong performance in the first half. Later on, I will share a little bit more details of these three companies' performance. SAS overall gross margin in Q2 was 32%, and first half was 31.7%. And our second quarter gross margin increased by around 0.5% QOQ. And this was mainly driven by group companies like Aptron, AWSC, and TSC's good performance. In addition, GlobalWafers, which is the biggest company in SAS Group, also overall performance in first half 24 was okay, especially on the gross profit margin, net profit margin, and ROEs from these three aspects. As always, GWC's performance on overall profitability is always one of the very best one among the peers in the first half 2024, same as the past. GWC overall profitability performance on especially on gross profit margin, net profit margin, and ROE are still one of the best among all the peers. So GWC's stable contribution from profitability is one of the key factors for SAS first half overall performance as well. And page five, please. Please move to page five. So moving on to page five, SAS overall net profit margin in the second quarter 2024 was 17.8% net profit margin. In the whole H1, our net profit margin was 18.9%, and SAS EPS for the whole H1 was 6.35 per share, NTD per share. So I want to make a quick update on our overall dividend payout as well. SAS will distribute a cash dividend of total 8.8 NT per share in 2023. The first half is 3.5 NT per share, and the second half will be 5.3 NT per share. This represents a payout ratio of 51.8% for 2023, and this is completely consistent with our dividend payout policy. We will pay out second half 2023's dividend, which is 5.3 NT per share on August 23rd, just for your information. And please move to page six for renewable energy overview. Let me provide more insight about renewable energy sector. In order to achieve the net zero target by 2050, which is the goal for the whole world, most of the companies in the world, a total of 35 terawatt of renewable energy facility will be required globally. 35 terawatt will be needed to achieve the goal, net zero goal by 2050. This corresponds to substantial investment into the sector in next two decades. Based on the latest World Energy Investment Report by IEA, International Energy Agency, global energy investment is expected to exceed $3 trillion for the first time this year, 2024. $3 trillion. That's the worldwide energy investment will be made this year. And among this $3 trillion, $2 trillion out of the $3 trillion will be allocated to clean energy technologies and infrastructure. And this number is expected to further increase in the next several years. So I think energy industry, this is definitely a very important and a very good business segment for the whole world. Page seven, please. Page seven, I would like to share an overview of SAS and also update a little bit about SAS overall business strategy. SAS is a company with very extensive global footprints spanning across semiconductor, automotive, electronics, renewable energies, and even chemicals. Over the past few decades, we've already built up an increasingly balanced and diversified business portfolio by deploying an active investment strategy, as well as leveraging our ability to identify high potential companies to invest. In the semiconductor and automotive electronics segments, we have already formed strategic alliance both upstream and downstream. As of today, SAS has already built a competitive industry ecosystem, and GWC global footprint and semiconductor network continue to fuel the whole group's growth. On renewable energy front, SAS is highly focused on sustainable energy and has transitioned from a pure manufacturer into a one-stop renewable energy solution provider. That's a very important new position for SAS. In the past 43 years, SAS used to be a pure manufacturer, but starting from now, starting from a couple years ago, we started making the transition. Our goal is to transit to make SAS reposition ourselves from a pure manufacturer into a solution provider, which will be a renewable energy solution provider to the industry. We partner extensively with our key group companies to mutually expand the scope of operations. And this strong synergy will lead to further growth of both SAS and the other group companies. Please find the following chart on our slide. You will see that that chart illustrates the outstanding performance of our affiliates. As of the first half of 2024, their YoY revenue growth has been quite impressive, ranging from 53% to almost 200% compared to last year. In fact, not only in 2024, these key affiliates companies have been demonstrating a stellar trajectory. And CW later on will further elaborate the success track record of these companies later. Okay, next please turn to page 8 and 9, GlobalWafers. I think GlobalWafers overall performance in the first half 2024, it's very obvious that Q1 24 was the bottom of the overall cycle of this cycle, semiconductor cycle. GlobalWafers revenue very clearly in Q4 was the bottom, and starting from the second quarter already bottomed out and slightly increased, much better than Q1 2024. There are two challenges for GlobalWafers in the second quarter. The first challenge was the earthquake on April 3rd, and that one, not only the 7.1 magnitude earthquake on April 3rd, but also followed by more than 1,000 aftershocks. All of those shocks caused a lot of trouble to GlobalWafers. That was the first challenge for GlobalWafers in the second quarter. This year, the second challenge for GlobalWafers was the cyber attack on June 12th. And fortunately, we navigate the whole all the challenges smoothly, and we restore all the operation swiftly. Despite of the earthquake impact and also the cyber attack, GlobalWafers overall performance in the first half remains as good as before from profitability viewpoint, especially from gross margin profit, net margin profit, and also ROE. From these three aspects, GlobalWafers performance was still one of the top performers in among all the peers and this year as well. The only weak point for GlobalWafers in the first half is revenue growth. It looks like GlobalWafers 2024 first half revenue drop, which is much higher than what we anticipated earlier. But the main reason for this is because 2023. As GlobalWafers revenue in 2023 was still all-time high, and GlobalWafers revenue was one of the very, very few companies in 2023 among all the silicon wafer peers companies that which reached another record high. So SAS 2023 revenue was record high, so that was why when you compare with last year, the other peers, YOY looks, the drop looks same as GlobalWafers, but as a matter of fact, GlobalWafers overall performance compared, the revenue performance compared with others, no specific difference. So that's our overall performance. Profitability-wise, we're doing okay. Revenue-wise, because of the inventory correction, was lasting longer than our expectation. So the overall revenue performance was not as good as our original expectation. That's GlobalWafers. Page 11 is ESG and corp governance. Let me elaborate a little bit about our corp governance performance and our efforts for this. For the 10th and the 6th consecutive years, SAS and GlobalWafers have been awarded top 5% among all the listed companies in Taiwan for the corp governance evaluation result. So we're very honored and very happy to have this result, and we keep working on this. In addition to very good corp governance evaluation result, in 2023, we once again received the honor from Commonwealth Magazine as one of the top 100 companies, actually we're ranking the sixth in terms of revenue among 72 semiconductor companies in Taiwan. And we are ranked as the 24th in terms of net profit among 1,350 manufacturers in Taiwan. Our board, and also this year for the board composition, we have some further improvement. Our board now consists of over one-third of independent directors and with rigorous annual evaluations. We will continue to prioritize our corp governance and transparency and also our accountability in our corp governance efforts. So in general, I think the first half 2024, SAS overall performance was very good. And GWC was good from profitability's viewpoint, but from revenue's viewpoint, it was lower than our original expectation. This concludes my comments for now, and I would like to pass this over to CW to share further details with you. Thank you very much, CW, please.
Thank you, Doris. Next, let me introduce SAS company overview. Please turn to page 13. To optimize mutually beneficial group synergies, we leverage our critical resources allocation across key group companies. In terms of global network, sales channel, and management expertise, we empower respective group companies to elaborate their strategic vision and to drive their growth momentum. We currently have five major consolidated group companies. First one is GlobalWafers, the third largest and the largest non-Japanese wafer manufacturer globally. Operates 18 sites across 9 countries, with the most comprehensive product portfolio in the wafer industry, unparalleled flexibility, and the advantage of local supply. GlobalWafers is customers' preferred partner in mitigating the challenges of geopolitical in today's world. Actron is a leading automotive electronics supplier and the global largest automotive LED low loss diode and the ULLD supplier with over 50% and 70% market share, respectively. Next is AWSC, Advanced Wireless Semiconductor Company. is the second largest GaN semiconductor foundry company with more than 20% market share. Its power amplifiers are widely applied in satellite and cell phones. Next is TSC, Taiwan Specialty Chemicals. It's one of only four semiconductor grade high purity SLM mass products in the world. A specialty chemical used in semiconductor manufacturing process. Following verification among customers in Taiwan and overseas, the business is expected to grow further. Lastly, sustainable energy solution provider provides renewable solution to group companies and the end customer. It serves. It partners with companies in the green energy transition and the ESG trend by assisting with renewable solutions. As a strategic enabler, we embrace more promising companies to enlarge our ecosystems and are passionate in unveiling the leading champions. Page 14. Moving forward to group revenue breakdown, we are dedicated investing in two companies with competitive positioning and compatibility with our core strengths. SAS investment has become a growing catalyst, building on the solid presence of GlobalWafers. With more affiliates joining the SAS group, we have diversified our business scope, establishing an increasing balanced and diversified business portfolio. With further consolidation of group companies into SAS financial statements, including TSC in August 2021, AWSC in June 2022, and Actron in October 2023, their revenue shares has grown from 0.2% in 2021 to 16.9% in first half 2024. The growth of these affiliates is expected to drive continued future growth, not only but also bring sustainable growth to the SAS group as a whole. On page 15, furthermore, we are an iconic conglomerate with footprints spanning across semiconductor, automotive, electronics, and the renewable energy sectors. Through strategic partnership, we have established a strong competitive position in the semiconductor industry. Our key advantages, including our global capacity, extensive network, and diverse product portfolio, silicon, compound semiconductors, specialty gases, and chemical filters, continue to drive substantial growth. We have developed a competitive semiconductor and automotive electronics industry chain from materials to IC design, manufacturing, assembly, and testing. This approach not only expands our operational scale, but also strengthens our group competitiveness within the industry. Our product applications are deeply embedded in the day-to-day life, as well as the next generation technologies, including artificial intelligence, etc. Page 16. In addition to semiconductor and the related materials, SAS footprint also covers renewable energy with the sales of wind, hydro, and solar energy to clients in semiconductor industry, as well as the SAS group's internal consumption. We focus on sustainable profitability through comprehensive control over the entire value chain in renewable energy sector, from material manufacturing to energy generation and the solutions. Additionally, through strategic expansion, we established a one-stop energy solution to customers by integrating energy trading and the storage capabilities. As announced in early July, SAS just signed a 10-year green power supply agreement with customer. This not only underscores our dedication to providing renewable energy solutions, but also serves as a testament to the trust and the confidence our customers have in our capabilities. Given renewable energy become an indispensable factor worldwide, SAS, a reliable and a forward-thinking energy provider, will continue to partner with our customers in assisting them to satisfy the green energy requirements for future collaboration and sustainable growth. Next page. The success of our investment strategy continues to be demonstrated by the impressive result of our key group companies. SAS Group companies, including Actron, TSC, and AWSC, have delivered robust and impressive results. In first half 2024, group affiliates, Actron and Taiwan TSC, all delivered impressive operational results. Actron revenue has been growing for three consecutive years, with first half 2024 revenue reaching NT$3.68 billion, 53% YOY. About AWSC, as of Q2 24, AWSC has achieved 5 consecutive quarters of revenue growth, with first half revenue hitting NT$2.59 billion, nearly matching the entire 2023 revenue, with an impressive nearly 200% YOY. TSC is set to be listed on the Taipei Exchange later this year, with first half revenue surpassing NT$400 million, doubling compared to the same period last year. Next, let's move to industry overview. Please turn to page 19. In order to achieve the net zero target by 2050, a total of 35 terawatt of renewable capacity will be required globally, representing a roughly 10% CAGR from 2023 through 2050. This renewable capacity is expected to account for 81% of the energy mix by 2050. We have already seen investment ramping up, with global energy investment expected to exceed US$3 trillion for the first time this year, among which US$2 trillion will be allocated to green energy technology and infrastructure. With a balanced mix in areas such as renewable power, grid and storage, energy efficiency and end use. On page 20, current spending trend only address 2/3 of the investment need to achieve the target of tripling renewable energy capacity by 2030. To close the gap, an additional US$500 billion is required annually from now to 2030. In order to meet the COP28 goals, global green energy investment would need to be doubled by 2030, and even quadruple in emerging market and developing economies outside China. Page 21. In Taiwan, our energy transition policy target to become nuclear free and generate 15.5% electricity from renewable sources by next year, comparing to 9.5% of electricity from renewable sources in 2023. The long-term goal is to reach net zero carbon emission by 2050, with 60% to 70% energy generated coming from renewable sources. As of June 2024, Taiwan has installed a total of 19.6 gigawatt renewable energy capacity, with solar PV accounting for nearly 70%, equal to 13.4 gigawatts. SAS will capture current growth of renewable energy demand around the world, including Taiwan, sell related products such as solar module cell and or wind, solar green power, and extend the renewable energy business to the world. Let's turn to page 22. Moving on to the semiconductor side, the market is expected to experience a significant growth and reach $1 trillion in market size by the end of 2030, representing a 6.8 CAGR. Advancement in various sectors contribute to semiconductor market growth. Among these verticals, computing and data storage, wireless communications, and automotive electronics are among the largest growth contributors, underpinned by trends such as AI, autonomous driving, and 5G technology. Next page, page 23. On capacity side, AI processing and the relevant applications are driving the demand and development of high-performing chips, which leads to robust expansion of global semiconductor fab capacity. Globally, the semiconductor fab capacity is expected to increase by 6 to 7% per year until 2027, adding 8.7 million wafers per month. Global wafers are the number three semiconductor wafer supplier with a complete various wafer product solution, with the fab's expansion in coming 3 years. We believe it's a great chance to expand our business scale in various applications worldwide, especially 300mm and 200mm wafer. Let's move to our 2024 first half result. Page 25 to and 26 are our second quarter and first half initial highlights. A story is mentioned earlier. Our Q2 revenue was NT$19.9 billion, which represented a QOQ growth of 1%, and was our third highest ever over the same period. First half revenue total NT$39.6 billion, which was 4% YOY decline, but still the second highest record for us over the same period. EPS Q2 was NT$2.94 per share. First half EPS was reached to NT$6.35 per share. EBITDA margin was at 30.9% and 33% for second quarter first half. ROE was 14.3%, 15.6%. ROA was 5.8%, 7.4%. From page 27 to 31, a summary trend of our revenue, gross profit, operating income, net profit, EPS. As you can see, our results show a big improvement in the past 4 to 5 years. We, SAS Group, continue to persuade further improvement going forward. Page 32 and 33 are our income statement and the balance sheet. Cash and cash equivalents is NT$50 billion. Some deposits in bank held for 3 months or more, and the restricted cash need move to other asset item, which accounts NT$41.5 billion around. Inventory shows similar amount versus the previous quarter. Shareholder equity increased to NT$107 billion. Versus NT$88 billion in previous quarter or NT$82 billion in 2023. For ESG, next page, from 35 to 38, since given time is limited, I skip. For the performance of global wafers, I'll skip this one too. Next, let's move to Q&A section. First of all, I would like to address all the questions we have received from investors recently, and the loss we anticipate will be raised. First question is about the investment company performance regarding update on overall status, and whether further growth in stakeholding. I think I have explained in the previous explanation. Through our investment in the investment company, we have strengthened our business presence in the renewable energy, semiconductor, and automotive sector, solidified our position in this essential industry that integral to daily life and infrastructure, energy, and technology. We believe this synergy will continue to expand, providing sustainable growth momentum. We will carefully evaluate our shareholding strategy when the time is appropriate. Next question is about the renewable energy business update and outlook. As you know, energy has become a critical component of national security and the global threat. Making a transition to renewable energy is inevitable, as evidenced by policies worldwide. Future products must not only be high quality and affordable, but also low carbon. We have observed favorable industrial tailwind recently due to the potential imposition of U.S. tariffs on imports from China and Southeast Asia, which might provide an opportunity for Taiwan to benefit. SS holds significant advantage in the renewable energy sector through vertical integration across the solar energy value chain, from sale and margin manufacturing to power plant development and operations and maintenance. We have also ventured into green energy sales. Our strengths lie in exceptional management capability, extensive industry experience, strong profitability, and broad sales channels. These factors could create opportunities for us to enhance our competitive position. Also, some question for our investment company. I think I will skip this one because I had just explained in previous slide. There's one question regarding with Electron that is asking why. The reason why our Electron first half revenue is higher than first half 23, but EPS was less than first half 23. There was a one-time non-operating income result in Q2 23. Total first half 23 EPS become NT$4.94 per share. Result that was 0.59 higher than this year, first quarter, NT$4.35. But if we take a look at gross margin in first half, this year was NT$1 billion. It's around 84% higher than last year, same period, NT$577 million. I will start here. Above is my response to a question. Now I'd like to turn it over to Doris for the Q&A section. Please type your question in the chat panel, ask question verbally to the end of the earning call. When posing question during the Q&A session, kindly limit them to two at a time. This will ensure that we have ample time to address everyone's inquiry effectively. Thank you for your cooperation. Okay.
Yes, this is Doris again. So let me start from the first question. Market price and technology trend solar industry. Market price is fluctuate. I mean, if you are talking about the world's market price, China market price keep dropping, but time for outside of China, some countries like U.S. Price remain very flat, but Europe is very, very bad as well. So let me put it this way, that there are, you can separate the whole world into two categories. One is that some selective market, that means that they set some special tariff for China or China-related companies' products, and then that kind of country's market price will be very different, will be much higher, like U.S. and Taiwan. Both U.S. and Taiwan China sale or China sale cannot be used in both China, both Taiwan and U.S. So for Taiwan and U.S., market price is flat and actually it's a little bit decreasing. But for the country like Germany, China, and South Asia countries, actually the price is very, very bad right now. So market price in general, solar market price is not improved much. Basically still remain very weak. Technology-wise, right now, for silicon base, I think the technology is TOPCon, but it should be M12. It's not M10, it should be bigger than that. And even the dimension is even bigger than ordinary M12. On top of this, actually some companies have already started working on some other material, including heterojunction. That's another choice. But the mainstream right now is still TOPCon. And okay. Next is what's the latest view on wind power? I think, especially for Taiwan, we need wind power because we don't have enough space for solar power. So wind power is needed. But right now, around 3.1 wind power price is too high in the market, still very high. It's not affordable for many companies, many industries, still a little bit too challenging. But SAS is still working on the wind power, because no matter what, we need to be able to secure enough green power for GWC group, SAS and GWC, all the group companies, and also for many of our customers. So that's why SAS will be still working on wind power, although the price right now is still too high. I think government have already noticed this critical issue, the pricing issue. So maybe there will be some policy change like that, some local content, this specific criteria maybe will be relaxed a little bit, but there's no firm decision yet for the wind power. In general, I think our round 3-1 and 3-2 will be needed if Taiwan want to reach net zero by 2050. I think we need wind power. Without wind power, it will be very difficult for Taiwan to really reach net zero. So demand is there, but price-wise, cost-wise, wind power is way too high right now. Okay, and next is that's PIDC's question. So asking about that, some questions, specific questions. The first one is why SAS consolidated gross profit margin still 0.5% higher than Q1? No, it's not for any write off. Not specific one off issue. I think the main reason is because of we have some. We have some special reserve for employee bonus, that kind of fee. But whenever your final profit, I mean, it's not the group consolidated profit, it's for the BU itself. If your profit is lower, then your bonus reserve will be lower, and your bonus received next year will be lower as well. So we because of the solar, as I answered to previous question, actually solar price is very tough, and as you know, in Taiwan, it's not only solar products price is tough, but also the demand is very weak. Not so many solar new projects ongoing right now. So that's why I think if we check solar BU's profitability only, actually it's weak. It's not as good as last year. So that was why we have to lower our reserve for employee, and that's one of the reason. That's one of the reason that it will be a little bit better. And okay, so the third question, if we're talking about solar only, our gross margin is below 10%. It's still positive, but it's below 10%, but it's positive. Our solar only business is still positive, but it's below 10% gross margin wise. Yes, next page, please. The second question, sorry, I missed the second one. Please back to previous question. The second one is talking about GlobalWafers. What I GlobalWafers Q2 OPEX was higher. That's because GlobalWafers Q2 OPEX higher was because of more expenses and R&D as well. Yes, our expansion fee. We were talking about that's OPEX. So we have some expansion, so that's part of the reason that OPEX is increasing. And Actron AWSC's expenses also increased, total 400 million NT increase. Why second quarter's overall expenses less than 200 million? Okay, I think when I said the bonus reserve adjustment, I was talking about COGS bonus adjustment. That's for operators and direct IDLs, and also another portion is OPEX. That because the sales R&D and also the board expenses, board bonus, board remuneration. Those fees will be included in the OPEX, so that's one of the reason. That's one of the main reason. Okay, next question, please.你把它先往上走，好吧？就这样嘞。Okay, next is elaborate TSC's trends. TSC will be IPO very soon. We're working on this, and the strengths of TSC, let me explain that there are not that many companies in Taiwan, chemical gas company who really can produce especially gas for advanced material. So a very unique strength for TSC is their R&D and production technologies for specialty gas. Please understand, it's not specialty chemical, it's gas. Gas is more critical than chemical. Both of these are very critical, but gas is very hard to manage. That's the first strength is the uniqueness of TSC is the capability to manage and develop and produce specialty gas. This is the first strength. And the second strength is that TSC team, the team has very good knowledge for global chemical logistic arrangement. It's very complicated. It's much more complicated than shipping wafers to globally. I mean, shipping chemical gas globally, this is so much more critical than the first one. So because of this special logistic know-how, they are providing a lot of support to overseas customer to ship the wafer, ship the gas to overseas customer. That's the second strength. And the third strength is that they have very good connection because of the leverage with SAS Group's semiconductor network, they have very good access with almost all of the semiconductor companies, especially for those advanced ones. So that's the third strength for GNC. And of course, another strength is that TSC has three business category, three sources of their revenue. The number one is self-production. The second one is the global logistics support. And the third one is that they also import some good material from overseas and, to resell to Taiwanese customers. That's a very special service capability because you need to have very special storage or chemical gas storage capability, and you need to know how to handle various kind of specialty gas. And TSC has this capability as well. So that's why they can grow their overall revenue much better than if you have everything produced by yourself. So those are the strengths of TSC.
Okay, I think that we will move to live questions. Please raise your hand for live questions. Okay, first question comes from Donnie. Please go ahead.
Thank you, CW. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chair Lady. So my first question is regarding to the second quarter gross margin. So because I'm not sure about the solar business gross margin second quarter versus first quarter. I'm just wondering if the solar business gross margin also increased in second quarter because, I mean, GlobalWafers gross margin second quarter was lower. Despite of we have ATC, we have AWSC, their gross margin has been improving in the second quarter. So I'm not sure about the solar. Could you elaborate more? Thank you.
Yes, the quick answer is that yes, it's increasing. But the gross margin increasing is not solar itself. You know, in SAS, actually we have SAS core business, we have solar business and another one we call others. And that others actually that's a very unique business, but we have NDA with our customers, so we cannot disclose that what's the purpose, what's the application of that one. But that's a very significant business as well. And it's still silicon business and still ours very similar to our ordinary silicon business, but the only difference is that it's not for solar. The end application is for other application, and that one we had the more revenue from that one Q2, and also get some that one's gross margin is much better than solar, so that was why the combined consolidated gross margin of SAS in the second half was better. That was one of the reasons.
How much it has been improved in the second quarter in terms of gross margin?
You mean that specific one?
Yeah, that specific one, or you know, SS solar and that specific other business. So overall speaking, what's the gross margin improvement in the second quarter versus first quarter?
Okay, we will double check. And Tony, I think we can give you, I need to check the data, so I'll give you, please reach out to CW or Leah after the call. They will give you a detailed number.
Understood. But it sounds like there is I'm not sure whether it's significant, but must be some improvement, right, in the second quarter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's true.
And my second question is regarding to the business target, because in the beginning of this year, I think you have already correctly highlighted that this year the SS business will be outgrowing GlobalWafers. So wondering if you could give us some quick updates on the business target in the rest of the year for the non-GlobalWafer business.
For non-GlobalWafers business, I think solar wafer itself is still weak, remain not much growth, kind of like flattish H2 versus H1. solar only. This one is flat. And the other business will remain strong. I would say that second half, Aptron TSC revenue will be still flat or better than the first half. And also AWC as well. So if we, the second half, I think the main growth will be from Global Wafers. For SAS consolidated, because as Global Wafers second half revenue will be better than the first one, and that will be the main growth. And you know, Global Wafers volume is bigger than the other group companies. So when Global Wafers increase, the increase by far will be bigger than the other side.
Understood. How about
Aptron second half will remain very strong.
Okay, understood.
Yes.
So basically, Global Wafers will be growing for sure, and Aptron and AWC likely to be growing, just maybe the magnitude wise, maybe lower than Global Wafers growth.
Yes, I would say that is correct. That is correct. Percentage wise, maybe. Percentage-wise, these several companies combined, Aptron, AWSC, and TSC, these three companies, and Solar together combined, percentage-wise, the increase will be maybe it's same as Global Wafers, but Global Wafers, the total increase amount will be much bigger than the others. Solar will be still flat. Solar, not much good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wondering if you could rank, if possible, can rank the sales growth momentum in the second half across different companies, if that's possible?
Yes, I think I would say percentage-wise, Aptron and Global Wafer will be number one. Mm. Momentum-wise will be stronger than, and the others will be flat or smaller, low single digit growth.
Okay.
And Solar will be flat.
Okay. Because maybe a follow up here is because I got a feeling it's like by end of July it's like lots of automotive semi companies are turning a little bit conservative again.
Yes.
So I'm not sure whether there will be a little bit more incremental negative impact to Global Wafers 8-inch or smaller diameter business and the Aptron's business outlook. Because I feel the change is very dramatic, particularly from second half of July. So I'm not sure whether there is any sudden changes in terms of the business outlook.
So far, no, not much. And especially I would like to highlight a very unique point of Aptron is that actually Aptron's supply Aptron have very good business supply both EV and non-EV and ICE cars. So they supply ICE cars. So I know that EV right now is very bad. Hybrid is getting better. ICE maybe also quite stable right now. And the best for Aptron is that they have very good market share for non-EV car as well. So no matter it's EV or non-EV, as long as that overall automotive is good, I think Aptron overall performance will be okay. And what's even better is that Aptron is gaining market share from ultra low loss style and low loss style. So they are gaining market share right now. So that was why I said that my expectation is that their second half, the growth, the momentum will be as good as Global Wafers or very close with Global Wafers.
Understood. It's very, very helpful. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. I think that's all for the question, but I would like to add one more topic, another one. Actually, I've been asked in the past several months because many investors in the market, they know that TSC will be listed very soon. So we were asked, SAS were, I myself been asked that, hey, Doris, if TSC will go IPO and Exxon already a listing company, AWS is a listing company, GlobalWafers also a listing company, then why invest SAS? Why not just directly invest the other company? I think I would like to highlight that SAS is still a very, very good target to invest for the following reason. Number one is that SAS is currently trading at a very attractive PE multiple. And overall SAS growth rate is above average. So this is very, very good. And another very unique point is that SAS dividend payout is always very good, very attractive. So that's different from the other company, although all these entities are listed. But SAS, if you invest in SAS, that's still very attractive. And the second one is that SAS owns not only its core competence, core business, but also this investing company. But actually, not only AWS, Epsilon, TSC, GlobalWafers, not only this four, SAS has several not listed company yet. You know, those private companies, SAS invest those companies as well. Many of them will be a superstar very soon. But they are still behind the screen. So investing SAS means that SAS is taking care of the screening. We check. We try to figure out that which companies have good potential to be a rising star very soon. So we work together with them, and we try to figure out that how much synergies we can materialize with this company A, company B, company C. So investing SAS means that you will get the early opportunity to enter to those new customer, new companies as well. So that's some two key answers I always answer to the investors who ask me the question. And just very recently, I've been asked, that Doris, how do you think about GlobalWafers? It's now a good timing to invest, to buy more GlobalWafers shares. My answer is always yes. It's definitely a right timing to buy because of the GlobalWafers overall performance and profitability is still as good as before. Very stable, and percentage wise, the profitability is still one of the very best among in the industry. So right now it's definitely a right timing to invest GlobalWafers shares as well. So just add this. And thank you again, everyone, for your very good question, and also thanks for your time with us. And all the questions which we were not able to complete to answer very completely, we will reply to. We'll follow up. We'll give you an email to provide you more detail. We apologize for not being able to provide all information immediately. Thank you again for your time. Thank you, and have a great nice weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
We conclude the meeting here. Thank you. Bye-bye.